The US President Joe Biden has announced a new plan to ease supply chain problems which threatened to cause empty shelves in retail outlets at Christmas. But the United States isn't the only place to experience problems like this. The faster than expected economic recovery from the pandemic is causing problems right across the globe. Matt Bevan's been taking a look. Hiya, Matt.
G'day, Fran. A few weeks ago, when the global supply chain crisis started really to be noticed by the public, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said something that kind of stuck with me. He said that what's happening is a thaw after a long chill, and what we're seeing is leaks in the pipes of your house, which is something that happens after a thaw after a long chill in the UK. There's a lot of leaks, though, at the moment, and they're happening in a lot of really surprising places. At the most basic level, what's happening here is the supply and demand seesaw is out of balance. In the last few years, that balance has been increasingly delicate as retailers and manufacturers embrace just-in-time supply chains and trying to make sure that you don't have to store your stock anywhere at any point in the supply chain. It's made just in time to arrive on your shelves. But the thing is that suppliers haven't predicted how much people are going to want at the moment. At the most basic level, energy providers didn't know how much energy factories around the world were going to need, and that meant that they didn't buy enough fossil fuels for their power stations, which has led to problems like this.
India is facing major power shortages as the country's coal supplies dwindle. Now several states are looking at introducing mass blackouts in order to save energy reserves.
That meant that energy prices spiked, as you may be noticing at the petrol pump at the moment. But this spike has also meant that factories had to choose between making stuff at a loss or winding down. And this has led to strange problems like not enough carbon dioxide to stun animals before they're being slaughtered in UK abattoirs, or chemical plants around the world not making enough foam for couches. Some factories have been able to get it together and rush their stuff onto ships, but that has led to shipping costs increasing, leading to strange issues like a shortage of French fries in South Korea. Even once you get the stuff onto ships, there is a big problem at the ports, including off the coast of Los Angeles.
A vital parking lot in the Pacific. Container ships, mostly from Asia, stretching across the horizon.
That's it right here. They're right outside the outer harbor. Everywhere you look, there's a ship just sitting out here in the water.
The twin ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, right next to each other in LA, which together handle 40% of US container traffic, are backlogged.
How many ships a day now are coming in here?
In the last month and a half, we're averaging 18 ships a day.
That's nearly double the number that arrived daily before the pandemic.
The director of the Port of Los Angeles thinks this is going to extend well into next year, maybe into the second or third quarter. And oh, by the way, this is a sign of how well the economy is doing, right? Consumer demand is exploding, but there aren't enough truck drivers.
And now it's only mid-October, but there's serious concerns that retailers won't have enough stock to handle Christmas time. And if they don't have enough stock, people won't buy stuff, which, as we know from news coverage, every Christmas would cause a massive economic catastrophe. So the US President Joe Biden this morning has announced a strategy to try and fix this, and he's borrowing it from Batman. He wants to handle the problem at night.
The night hours are critical for increasing the movement of goods because highways are less crowded in the evening, at night. In fact, during off-peak hours in Los Angeles, cargo leaves the port at a 25% faster pace than during the day shift.
To facilitate this, the ports of LA and Long Beach are going to open 24 hours, 7 days a week, which they have not done traditionally. Additionally, retailers have agreed to increase the amount of logistics they are doing at night. But Joe Biden says what's happening right now is another indication that the old way of doing things, just-in-time supply chains, is probably going to need to change. So, Fran, the big message coming out at the moment is get your Christmas shopping done early.
Okay, got it. I'll be heading out later. Thanks very much, Matt.
Thanks, friend.
Matt Bevan.